Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's also known as 1-888-924-8924. You can always send an email. We like to read them at waitwait@npr.org. Or you can go to our website, which is at waitwait.npr.org. You can download our Wait Wait podcast there. You can also find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago or upcoming dates on the road, including shows in Pasadena and Carnegie Hall in New York City. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, it's Elizabeth from Denver, Colorado.
Elizabeth from Denver, we've been waiting for you. How are you?
I'm great.
Denver is one of my favorite cities in the world. What do you do there?
I am an auditor for the State Department of Revenue.
Oh.
No cheers?
No.
Oh.
I was just thinking Colorado and skiing and outdoors and fun, earthy, crunchy, and then you show up and audit their tax return. But do you wear like a fleece when you do it?
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
Well, Elizabeth, it's wonderful to meet you in your non-professional capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready?
Woohoo!
Woohoo indeed. Here's your first limerick.
What's on telly? Oh, dear. Patrick Swayze. Quick, let's change it before I go crazy. But where's the remote? Over there in my coat. Well, let's watch this then. I'm just too
lazy.
Yes, indeed. If you are British right now, if you are British, there is a 1 in 6 chance you're only listening to this show because the radio is just too far away to get up and change the station. The British healthcare organization Nuffield Health found nearly 1 in 6 people say that if the remote control in the TV was broken, they would just sit and watch the same station instead of getting up to change the channel. More than half said they can't be bothered to walk their dog. The medical director of Nuffield Health warned that laziness in Britain is becoming epidemic. And quote, if we don't start to take control of this problem, a whole generation will become too unfit to perform even the most rudimentary tasks. In addition... Here is your next limerick.
Young giraffes don't wear low-slung blue jeans. Ducks don't know just what whatever means. It appears human essence is long-term pubescence. We're the only species that has...
Teens?
Yes, teens.
Aren't we lucky?
Evolutionary biologists have known that humans do a few things that are completely unique to our species. For example, we blush, we have dreams, we kiss, we marry Larry King. And we are the only animal that experiences a prolonged adolescence. Other animals, one day they're babies, the next day they're wearing green pants on the golf course. So why did teenaged humans evolve? One theory, published in New Scientist magazine, says that it's because our large brains need much more time to fill up with useful knowledge. For example, we don't come pre-programmed with the dexterity or knowledge necessary to unclasp a bra in the dark. But thanks to years of teenage struggle, by the time we're 20, we're able to apologize awkwardly for not being able to do it. Here is your last limerick.
My husband says, drink up, my dear. This new health report fills me with cheer. Turns out this cold brew is real good for you. Women's bones grow strong when they drink
beer.
Right. Hey, wow. Ladies, want to avoid osteoporosis? I'd like you to meet my little friend, the beer bong. According to a new study in the journal Nature, women who regularly drink beer have bones that are stronger and healthier than those of wine drinkers or teetotalers. Scientists think that's because high levels of silicon in beer slow down bone thinning and boost the formation of new bones. This news was greeted with cheers of approval, particularly from bar owners and frat boys, who said that ladies' nights and keg parties were just evidence of their longstanding commitment to women's health. And right now, some teenager is going to his girlfriend, no, it's good for you. Carl, how did Elizabeth do?
Elizabeth was perfect, Peter. Elizabeth, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done.
I am thrilled. Thank you.
That's great. Congratulations, and thanks for playing.
Thank you very much.
Now it's little pink drinks with paper umbrellas, mixed up things I can't.